trudging through wind and snow gets cold. And the wind gets underneath your jacket, and I don't really prepared for proper cold gear. And who expects to fight a giant weasel? I really didn't expect something like that to just be munching on Oxford. I really didn't know Oxford or the woodcutter, friend of Vasilisa as well, but kind of a shame to see a useful animal go to waste like that. Speaking of useful animals, that sprite did a pretty good job mapping out a path for us. We might actually get to this portal here yonder pretty quick. Looking forward to getting this particular quest. I guess it's a quest. Whatever it is we're doing, I'm looking forward to getting this solved and getting a nice payday and perhaps figuring out what I'm going to do next, because I don't know if trudging through all this snow and trying to solve this magic stuff's really my thing. Well, anyway, this group is turning out to be surprisingly more capable than I thought. And I'm kind of enjoying the company of Marge and Norm. They're starting to grow on me. They do seem a bit skittish and not familiar with the ways of life. And it's just, to me, I've seen so much of life and death. I don't really know why they're surprised that things are going to come and go. Well, anyway. Where we're headed next, I'm not really sure what's going to happen, but I did get the feeling something was just watching us as we went down in that valley and started heading down the path that we mapped out with Norm's help. I guess we'll see what's going on. Hopefully we make it a little bit further and everyone turns out okay.
Up on the ridge to the south, you see a large creature kind of trying to stay in the shadows of the trees and following you guys along. And you look a little closer and you catch a glimpse of it, and you guys are currently being stalked by a lion.
Okay, nice. I see that.
What? A
lion? You see this.
Okay.
Nobody else does. Now everybody give me a cold check. DC 15.
It's in the shadows, but can she tell what color it is? Can she tell like if it's a white lion?
Yes, she can. It's not.
Okay, it's a normal lion.
It's a normal lion.
That sight chilled me to my bones so much that I rolled a nat 1 on my cold check.
Oh, no.
Vasilisa?
I rolled a nat 2.
Oh, no.
So I might be in trouble for the first time here. That is going to be a 13.
Yep, that's going to fail. Ooh. Valdine.
I passed with an 18.
Okay, so Marge is green, Vasilisa is blue. I rolled doubles. You each take 4 points of non-lethal damage and are fatigued.
But only two for me, because I've got DR cold. Okay.
And yeah, this is all setting in right now, and Marge, you see this lion up there just stalking you guys. Oh. Regular lion, not a white lion.
Okay, regular lion. Marge, not taking her eyes off of it, just kind of reaches out to Vasilisa, who's next to her, and just kind of... Oh!
Like, not mic down! Mic down!
And she's just kind of...
What? What? It is gold!
Oh, God. I see a lion.
Are we playing this game?
No. Up on the ridge. Shh. Look up. Up right there.
There. I only see the snow. Oh. It's... Oh. There's trees.
Hit Valdine on the shoulder. Shh, be quiet.
Look.
Vasilisa just takes the wand that she never quite remembered to give back to Marge after she took care of Valdine, and takes care of getting rid of... She's like, I'm too cold. I can't Marge focus on anything. and she pokes and takes care of Marge, and you feel all better.
Thank you.
And herself with a couple of moments, and is like,
I've never seen one in real life.
I still have not seen one.
And and everybody's still walking, and she's still walking, and just keeping her eye
and
on
it's
it.
Still following the ridge with you guys.
And then, so she kind of tries to get as close to Valdine and just kind of like.
You can tell him a personal secret or story.
Hit him on the back.
Get close to him. Okay.
Valdine.
Sorry.
Valdine.
Oh, what? What is it? Oh,
look,
everyone,
look up,
everyone down.
Look up on the ridge.
Yeah, what
There's
is
it? There's a lion. I've never seen one in real life.
Where do you see this?
It's in the trees, in the shadows.
Give me another perception. Not you, Marge. Okay. You're following it. Anybody else who wants to try and see the lion?
Well.
I got a 12.
Same. I mean, same.
I got a
24.
24 this time.
Marge, give me another one. Give yourself plus two.
Oh, damn it. 15.
It's gone.
Oh, shit.
I don't see it either.
No.
Oh, shit.
Wait, where did you see it?
It was up on the ridge above us, and it was following us. Like in the shadows.
Sounds like we're being stalked.
Okay. I don't see it anymore, though. Do you?
No, I don't see anything up there, but we just need to keep on moving. If we stay still, we're just as likely prey as if we're moving.
Yeah. I'm gonna just keep looking behind us as we go.
I think you should, and I think, if anything, Marigold's probably a likely target for a lion.
In the middle, yes. She should go in the middle of us.
Oh my. Oh, okay.
It's probably a good idea for Vasilisa to take the middle.
Normie, yeah. You should come in the back with me, and maybe Valdine can go in the front, and we can keep Vasilisa in the middle?
Let's keep Norm up front. Okay. There needs to be at least two of us in the front just to keep an eye on
But what if
things.
We get attacked from behind?
All right, I think the lion had come from behind.
I trust Margit my back, honestly, with your shield and your courage. And
with how quick you can scurry across, I think you should be able to get to her in time if we need to.
Okay.
And
I'll stay up front. Let's keep moving.
Cast mage around myself.
Okay, and that's going to last, that's a wand?
It's a wand.
Okay.
It lasts an hour.
Yeah.
Because it ran out last time.
You guys continue on down the valley. Trying to be a bit more aware. Is that going to...
Yeah, right? Perception checks constantly.
Yeah, I think if you guys are going to be actively doing perception checks constantly, it's going to slow you down.
That's okay with me.
Because you're
if
trying to move carefully.
To do, hidden perception for us, but we're definitely moving more slowly to try and watch.
That's a great idea. So you guys are going to continue down the valley, trying to move carefully, keeping an eye out for everything. Okay. Let me do two more rolls here, just to pick some numbers. One more. And these are just your perception checks over time.
PCOT, as it's called.
Yeah, PCOT.
You find a shiny
spoon. I hope Marge doesn't get eaten by a lion. I could see that happening.
But what a way to go.
Yeah.
I've heard about this before. If a lion tries to eat a mouse, all you do is you pull the thorn out of their paw, and you're good to go.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, cool. So you guys continue on down this, and you're moving forward, and you guys don't see the lion for a long time, actually. Mm. I need another cold check, however.
Okay.
DC 16. How you doing, Norm? This is always like my time to check in with
you.
It's
the best.
It's great.
It's the best.
It's wonderful.
It's 7-8 episodes of freezing my butt off and...
Yeah, now you're like riding high, just like looking at all these plebs without cold weather magic gear. Valdine.
I rolled a fail.
Oh, no. Vasilisa.
Very cool.
I passed with a 17.
Nice. Marge?
I passed with a 29.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Valdine?
All the cold is just getting through to my bones.
6 damage.
I take 4 damage.
You take 4 damage. And you move along.
But he's got hypothermia now.
He does. You're fatigued. You gonna speak up, say something, or...
Guys, I'm getting real cold again. You got a moment to stop? can we use that wand again?
We can, but I do think it's... Marge says is running low, so this is not great.
Oh yes, we have less than half of our healing ability left here. But you know, we gotta keep moving, so I think
it's
for sure go ahead and heal him.
Yes.
Yeah.
4.
One should do it. That's I feel okay. A lot better already. Shake some of the snow off my boots.
Yep. So it's been about a half hour since you guys have seen the lion. You want to keep moving forward carefully? You guys happy with it? Not seeing it for a full half hour? What do you want to do?
Oh, no, it makes me so nervous.
Okay.
It's gotten better at stalking us.
I want to remain cautious.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, just keep looking, see if I can find it again.
The closer we get to the portal, the more cautious and scared Vasilisa's getting for sure. So she's fine with moving more slowly. And is anything happening with the weather? Is it the same kind as everywhere we've been?
It's pretty similar.
Okay. So terrible.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
All right.
Okay. You guys, once again,
slow go.
You're being careful. You're keeping an eye out. I imagine there isn't much chatter. Anytime someone tries to spark up a conversation, I think Valdine probably hushes them down to I totally see that.
We're being stalked by prey. He's probably very much like, all right, keep the talk to a minimum, guys.
Trudge. Because now you guys are off the beaten path, too. Snow's a little thicker. You're just kind of, like, wandering down this valley.
Norm, about how much farther do you think we got to go?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've been going... We're going slower now, so probably at this rate, another, like, 2-3 hours, yeah?
I mean, with the snow being the way it is, you guys have added at least an hour. So it's going to be at least 3 hours.
Yeah,
to
we
the
seem
portal.
To have slowed down a little bit from how fast we were going before, so it's still going to be a few more hours, I think. We're making progress.
Well, let's keep on pushing ahead quietly if we can.
Oh yeah, we're making progress.
It's cold. It's cold. Wind comes whipping through this valley like that. It just freezes you to the bone.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Anyone see that lion?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Oh, me neither. Oh, that makes me so worried.
Hey. Honestly, I feel as though I cannot see just about anything in all the snow. I am getting nervous, to be honest.
All right, it's about 1 p.m. And as you guys are having this conversation, Norman Valdine, you spot the lion again up on the ridge.
Still behind us, trailing us, right?
For a brief moment, you guys see it.
All right, hold again. I saw the lion up to the top of the ridge there. Just to the south here.
That's where he was before.
Did anyone else see it?
I think I did. I think I saw a lion.
Well, I don't
that's,
see
it. Looked, that's what it looked like to me.
It looked the same lion, I think.
I hope so. If there's more than one, we
are. Is it orange?
Spot of trouble.
Like a gold lion?
Gold lion?
Yeah. Okay. Oranges, I guess tigers. Yeah.
Oh my god, guys. We're in Narnia. It's Aslan.
Man, come out.
Fair. Oh, if only.
So we're going to stop the White Witch.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We're stopping my mom, the White Witch.
Nice.
Anyone seen the lamppost?
I've been looking.
Okay. Nice.
So congratulations. You see it.
Yeah, but no. So how far away is it, though? It's still up on the ridge.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so we're moving away from it.
50 feet away.
Well, it's
so oh, no. We're moving along the ridge.
It's, yeah, it's stalking us along the ridge. Line, so.
Yep.
Oh, but it's like a cliff. It can't really come down, can it?
Not unless it has a damn good climb check.
Woo.
It's going to meet us when we go up that ridge, though, towards the portal. So we are going to encounter that lion. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Okay.
Let's keep pushing forward.
Okay. Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race. Another half hour passes. Don't see it. The cold's getting to you guys again. DC 17.
Oh, no. Oh, much better.
Yeah!
Valdine rolled a natural 20.
Me too!
He's feeling much better.
Lisa?
25. Nice.
Cool. You all are good. Still no lion.
So with the feeling better and the just kind of the feeling of like a little pep in our step, I tell the, all right, guys, let's... That lion's just going to be following us anyway to the ridge line. Let's pick up the pace a little. And so I suggest we... speed back up again.
Okay, cool. Tell me about the marching order.
Norm and Valdine are pretty still much side by side up front. In the middle is
Vasilisa kind of clutching Marigold's reins with Ghost nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And Marge is in the back just trying to keep an eye out and make sure nothing comes from behind to eat Marigold.
No, okay. We're all within, what, 15 feet from the front to the back of the group?
Something, yeah.
Something like that. I mean, we're pretty close. We're not spread out.
So I'm going to apply Shadow Essence to one of my darts as we're traveling along. Just to get it ready.
Cool. What is that?
It is a poison.
So, yeah, another half hour passes. You guys haven't seen the lion now for like a good hour.
Ugh.
And you're moving a bit quicker now, and you haven't been looking as closely, but you guys are coming up, and then all of a sudden to your right is where there is that ravine.
Does it look simple, or does it look like we have to do something tricky to...
No, it looks simple. It's a nice, clear little path.
Okay.
Since we know we've been stalked by a predator here, we should probably approach this and slowly work our way up one side in anticipation of him jumping out. If it's still stalking us, I haven't seen it, but if it's still stalking, this is where it's going to do its attack. So, any ideas on how to... I have not dealt with a lion before.
I mean, I've never seen one in real life before this. Only picture.
Well,
I think we can probably handle it, but...
It seems like it's just one, right? It looked like it was just one.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
So if we keep it surrounded and don't let it, I don't know, don't let it corner any of us.
So are you saying we go up the opposite side of the ravine a little bit to not be so low?
Actually, if we go across to the further east, go on that side of it, it's coming from the other side. That might make sense. I like that idea.
Draw it out?
Draw it out. It has to draw itself out in the open to get to us that way.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like the best thing we could do.
So that's our plan. We coordinate and move across to the east side of the ravine as we go up.
Okay.
So if it's coming from the west, it's having to cross into the open.
Cross the valley.
It has to cross the valley into the open to see us. Okay. Or to get to us.
Cool. I like it. And then you guys start heading south?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. As you guys are doing that, you do indeed, Valdine, you spot the lion. As you guys are coming through this ravine, and it is creeping up on you guys. You spot it. It's about 60 feet away.
All right, guys. The lion's about 60 feet.
Oh, should
right
we
over
just
there.
Get...
Do you guys see it? Right over there.
Should we get ready? Oh.
Yeah, group up. Get ready.
Roll for initiative.
Get ready to defend.
Woo!
All right, I'm loading that poison dart.
About what time it is it? Because I think Vasilisa's just casting mage armor as it runs out.
You still have mage armor.
Okay. Marge, like, how many charges?
It's going to be Valdine and Ghost again. And then Marge at the end. Just having no luck.
Round one of combat. Valdine, you're the one who sees the lion sneaking up. You get the only surprise round.
Well, I wish Valdine had cool stuff to do during a surprise round. I can't shoot him from this far away effectively. I'll talk to the group real quick. Just kind of... All right, everyone, stay close. Position up so you can do your best damage. And I kind of move around the group just slightly. Will you move me right on the other side of Vasilisa, please? So it's over here going this direction.
Yeah, so you move to the...
So I just basically move right through the squares.
You move to the east a little bit.
Yep.
To get in front of the entire group, actually.
Yeah.
You put yourself between the group and the lion.
Right next to Vasilisa, right there.
All
right.
Okay. And then it's going to lapse, and Valdine, you're back. Top of round one.
I'm going to hold.
Okay. All right. Hold. Let me know when you want to pop in. Vasilisa.
All right, Vasilisa is going to glare with an evil eye at this lion. She's going to shoot it a real dirty look.
What's your range on that?
It's 80 feet away right now.
It is 30 feet. Wow.
Yep, it's 80 feet from you.
I'm going to actually pull out a card, and I'm going to ready in action.
Okay.
If the lion gets within 30 feet, I'm going to glare at it. But my card's ready for after that.
Okay, cool. Ghost's turn. Hasn't heard anything from Marge. Doesn't see the lion.
Right. Ghost is just going to kind of like just stay where she's at and not really know what's going on. Marge isn't going to say anything. Ghost is just going to stand there.
Okay. It's the lion's turn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, lion, lion, where are you? Behind a tree, not quite. He has a terrible thing. The terrible thing about lions is lions are terrible things.
Oh, no.
Way worse than tiggers.
He's like a tigger.
Way worse
than
tiggers. Tops are made out of teeth. Their bottoms are made out of...
other teeth.
Other teeth.
Lions have one of the most OP moves in the game that they share with tigers.
Pounce.
Pounce, the move that lets them do a full round attack after a charge action. And a charge action is double their movement speed.
And they can charge in difficult terrain.
They can't charge in difficult terrain.
I don't think they can.
Unless they have very special builds.
This one does not.
I mean, unless Pounce is literally like jumping over all the difficult terrain.
You've done Pounce.
Technically, it's a charge, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say...
Not Norm. Norm's never done it.
No, of course not.
I mean, I haven't really ever charged. Can you charge in difficult terrain?
No. Okay, so then it can't pounce, which is very fortunate for
just
you.
You just saved somebody's life.
Just probably
you seriously
ghosts.
Did. You
Valdine's life
just
got
life.
Saved.
So instead, the lion is just going to like start to move forward towards you guys very quickly. It's going to move its full 80 feet, which is going to be 40 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be so scary because it's not that much further than 40 feet away, even with Pathfinder's weird diagonal movement rules.
I think you said it was about 60 feet away from us.
Yeah.
Or a little more than 60 feet.
Yeah, look at that. It's now.
This is why your idea of being on the opposite side
away
of the
from
ridge
Valdine.
As we went up was really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it comes coming down the ridge. So now
good call.
It's
Marge
about
lined sense.
Up with you guys, and it's going to be Norm's turn. Norm, you now see the lion.
Wait. I had a ready action.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Five.
It can still finish its movement, but it's in 30 feet
yeah,
of
it
me.
Is.
Yeah,
go for it.
Range.
I glare at it so hard.
What are you glaring
Evil
for?
Evil eye for a... minus to its saving throws.
That's a good choice. Evil Eye is a cool witch
same
thing.
Same wavelength.
That you can affect their AC, either to hit or their saving throws, correct?
Or their skill checks.
Or their skill checks.
Or their ability checks. Any of them.
Any of them. Minus two to whatever you want, but you have to pick one and you pick saving throws.
I pick saving throws.
Throws.
I need a saving throw to start out, actually, to see how many rounds it gets.
Do we know the DC?
Yes, it's a will save, and it is a DC 17.
I got 17.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. Well, it has a minus two penalty to all of its saving throws for one round.
Okay, cool. So, Valdine, go.
Fire the gun.
Fires the gun.
Oh, yeah. 17 on the die.
Yeah, you hit that sucker.
I hit him in the face.
Oh, shit.
With the dice.
Oh, God. I thought you shot bullets, not dice.
No, I'm picturing bullets shaped like dice.
Yes.
There you go.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, so it's going to be a 7 damage. A little low on the damage there, but 7
okay.
damage.
Yeah, you shoot it in the face. Norm.
Norm is going to step within 20 feet of it. And then I'm going to fire my loaded dart at it. But it's only a 14.
What is that versus? Regular?
Yeah.
You missed it by a number that I can't tell you because you guys are in combat.
Secrets
don't make friends. Norm, you step up and you shoot a dart and it whizzes just barely past the thing.
Oh, it was only $250. That's okay.
I'm
going to have to get that afterwards.
Retrieve that dart.
Try to retrieve the dart. Note to self.
Marge
is just shaking her head like, oh, what's with all of these wild animals? I don't want to kill any more animals. She tells Ghost to stay behind her. She will move in front of Ghost, and she's going to hold her action for if the lion comes closer. She doesn't want to kill any more animals, but she's going to stand by Valdine to defend the party if absolutely necessary. So she's going to hold.
If it comes up next to you, you'll attack it.
Basically. Yes. If it comes within reach of me, I will attack it.
Top of round two. Y'all held. It's the lion's turn. It's going to move up 20 feet. And then it's going to one or two.
Well, do I get to
hit him? I don't know, because it's a new round.
It's a new round.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So held actions only last until the end of the round.
Okay.
Oh, so if I'm the last person in the round, it doesn't
don't
even make a point.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that would be good to know.
Is there something you would have done?
Is there something different? You couldn't have attacked it.
It's true. I couldn't have gotten close enough
yeah.
to attack it. It's not the first try. I just know. It's fine.
Okay.
You could have gone total defense.
I suppose that's true.
You don't want to do that?
Is that a standard action?
Yes.
I did a five-foot step. And that
you didn't
was
say
it.
You were there to defend.
Yeah. Exactly. That okay, I'll do total defense.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes my choice a lot easier because it sees you ready defense and it's going to
just
attack
Valdi.
Put
my shield up and block me. And
that was really smart of me.
Yeah, I probably have a higher AC than you do.
Hi, DM. I'd like to die now, please.
17.
Well, that's not too
bad. Can you not roll 17? Could you just roll one lower?
Did I get it? Did I get
you? You got me.
Great. So, first things first, it's going to deal 7 damage to you.
Ow.
And now it's going to attempt to grab you.
No, don't do that.
With its face.
Oh, jeez.
Face grab.
Shit, son. 25 versus CMD.
Well, you know the answer to that
question.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
You're grappled in its mouth. Oh. It is holding you in its mouth.
Oh, crap.
Too bad.
You hear Valdine scream.
Yeah.
As this thing grabs him. Jesus.
It's biting into you, Vasilisa.
And you saw it coming, too. We've been watching this thing for hours.
Okay. Vasilisa.
A lion has your bodyguard in his mouth.
Okay. She is going to throw a card at the lion.
Okay.
And on the card, she has cast the spell, Touch of Fatigue. And she is going to try to fatigue the lion. So it, you know,
make it
feels
tired
and it's harder to hold on to Valdine. Because that takes strength and stuff. So I need a fortitude save from the lion, please.
Okay. 13.
It's a DC 15.
Okay.
So this lion is now fatigued. Feels negative energy course through it and fatiguing it. Basically, it's fatigued for 3 rounds.
Okay.
Which does mean it's got a -2 penalty on strength and dexterity, and it can no longer run or charge.
Okay, so. Good to know. Valdine, you're up.
So help me with grappled condition.
You can't move. You take a -4 to your dex. You have a -2 on all attack rolls and combat maneuver checks, except those two made to the grappler or to escape a grapple. So what do you want to do?
Just looking at my character, it seems that escape artist is my best option.
Okay.
What am I up against? What's my DC?
It's CMD.
Right? Versus the
lions. Creatures.
Yeah, CMD.
This is still going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough.
Do you have any snowflakes available?
I do. I have 2 snowflakes available right now.
This isn't a bad one.
You might want to think real hard about your lucky coin.
You know when they say you're going to save it for a rainy day?
This is a rainy day?
This is pretty rainy.
This is a snowy day.
When it rains, it snows. And when it snows, you end up in the jaws of a lion.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, Valdine does, with his free hand, his other hand's clutching the gun still, contemplating shooting it, but then feels the in his other hands in his pocket, he feels the coin.
Yeah.
And he just kind of thinks about how badly he needs to get out of this grapple.
And you do. You feel the iciness of the coin just kind of shock through your body as you get this momentary surge of energy.
All right, yeah.
All right, give
I'm
me a double roll,
buddy.
Trying
to break out of this grapple.
But wait, you spent 6 seconds thinking about the coin and all that first, right? And it's on your next turn.
All right,
a full standard action.
Take the better. And okay. It's an escape artist check versus CMD of the creature.
I rolled a 4.
Okay.
And a 19.
Oh! Hey!
So that is
which one
my
use?
Escape. I think I'll use the 19.
Okay, so with your bonuses,
smart move.
That's
going to
be
check.
25.
Oh, dude, you are a lucky, lucky man.
Do I just make it?
Yeah, so how do you pry yourself out of this thing's jaws?
Poke it in the eye.
I really don't think that he gets out of this with any kind of a strength-related direction.
Right.
I think he's really some kind of a nimble move or twist or a turn of some kind that he moves himself in such a way where he can, like, bend the thing's jaws a little bit and, like, push and, like, poke it and like finds a soft spot in its jaw somewhere that causes it to open its jaw.
Yeah.
Like he just gets lucky and points to the right spot.
He kind of
twists his way out of it.
Triggering its gag reflex.
Something. Okay, there you go.
You tickle its jugula.
I like that.
La 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 la. And it goes to puke and it just kind of drop out of the mouth.
With a hairball attached to you. Okay, you break the grapple. That's your turn. That's a full round to break the grapple, but you do. You succeed. You pop on out of there and you hit the ground.
Gosh.
I'm going to say you're prone. I think that's fair.
It makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you could step out of the lion's mouth into standing position.
I feel really helpful because if you just barely hit it, that means fatigue probably helped.
He's on the ground and he's just, kill this damn lion, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Norm.
It was the please that did it to me. I'm going to run over and square share with Marge and use my rapier, which doesn't have any poison on it at all. But because I'm with Marge, I get to do sneak attack damage. So I'm basically like going under her and the lion like doesn't necessarily see. Is that two rats? Is that just one rat? And then, he gets poked. And with the rapier, it's a 19 to hit.
19 will hit.
And it's 8 points of damage.
Nicely done.
And now we are square sharing. And anyone that is my wife is now flanking.
Okay, good to know. Marge, what are you going to do with this newfound flanking power?
She was a bit disturbed to see Valdine grabbed by this lion. It kind of shook her awake, so to speak. So she officially issues a challenge to the lion, which gives everybody a plus one to their attack.
Nice.
It gives me a plus three. And all right, everybody, let's get him. And she's just going to stand there and swing as hard as she can with her longsword.
Okay.
Critical threat. I'm going to roll again. Come on, Marge. No, I rolled a two, so that's not going to.
Okay.
So just a regular hit then.
Okay, regular
hit. Just a regular hit. 7 points of damage.
Nicely done.
All right. We're taking chunks.
Oh,
you're doing good.
10 points of damage because I challenged, so I get plus 3.
Oh, shit.
The damage.
Big hit. Big
Everybody
hit.
Gets a plus 1 to their attack, and I get a plus 3 to damage.
Nice. It's Ghost's turn. What does Ghost do?
I'm telling Ghost to stay behind me, and Ghost is just going to kind of cower.
Okay, cool.
Big kitty.
It is the lion's turn.
He just got smacked in the nose real hard by a mouse.
I'm assuming he's going to run away.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
the lion actually does. He turns tail, and he's going to head back up the way he came. He just turns around, and he starts to move. Marge, you get an attack of opportunity.
All right.
No, you don't. Never mind. Full retreat. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So the lion starts to go away. It moves 40 feet up the ridge line. Vasilisa, you're up.
Yes, you run out of range of everything. I've got you.
Valdine.
The lion is smart enough to full retreat. It knows to do that.
I mean, when an animal gets hurt.
It feels pretty instinctive.
I'm just asking for,
let
you know,
me look at his intelligence.
This lion.
Lions are fucking dumb. It does not full retreat.
That's what I'm talking
so
about.
So I do get an attack
you do
of
get
opportunity.
An attack. Its intelligence is 2.
Yeah. Technically, Norm gets an attack of opportunity.
Yeah,
because we're square sharing.
Oh, yeah. Both of you, attacks of opportunity on the lion.
And I'm gonna roll to see if I hit myself instead.
No, it was just a miss.
We don't
do
that.
Right. Yeah. Except I rolled a 20.
A 1 and a 20 back to back.
Aww.
Oh, no.
All right.
So Norm's AOO is not good. It's only like a 10.
Okay. Lion moves up the ridge. Anyone gonna try and move after it?
No.
We're out of combat. So, Valdine, you're still on the ground, and you're probably pretty fucked up. I don't know how much health I took, but, like, there's definitely, like, puncture wounds
bleeding.
In your armor.
Yeah.
Vasilisa, you might be bleeding a little
bit. Oh, dear.
Sees the blood and never did give the wand back, which she needs to. She leans forward because she is right next to Valdine already and prods him with the wand for 5. Is that better?
I think I'm still bleeding.
Oh no. Well, we gotta make sure he's okay.
Oh man, that hurt. I haven't.
dear lord. Okay, two.
That's fine. Well, I'm feeling a little better, but that's... Man, that lion has some sharp teeth.
Oh, my.
Why wasn't that lion white?
I wondered the same thing.
Well, that's... Do we normally have lions out here?
Well, I was going to ask yeah.
Let me roll a knowledge check, and I will let you know, okay.
Nature local.
25.
Lions are native to the original habitat of the Borderwood of Heldren.
I think this was a local lion.
And he might have been hungry, like if all his food has been frozen or his home has been like... any local life has got to be not happy
this
right
is
now.
True, yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel bad about him not being able to eat Felton?
Poor lion.
Not really. Not really.
I am
going
to do a heal check. I want to see if Valdine is in desperately need of another of our precious wand charges. 24.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
All right, take another 5.
To be fair, Valdine never gets hit. I think that was the first time anyone ever hit him.
Yeah, right?
And it was only a lion.
It just happened to be a lion that grabbed him.
How many charges do we have left?
14.
14.
14 charges.
Well, that's fine.
Out of 50.
Look.
It's been rough.
I can cure one time today, but it's for a more... significant amount, so I would like to wait until one of you is near death. Okay.
I hope none of us actually get near death. That would not be good.
We all hope for this, but have you seen the day we are having?
That is true.
Right? We are about to reach the scary portal to my home country too, so I do not feel necessarily very good.
Well, and I'm still thinking about, that card that you gave me, which makes me feel like somebody's going to die.
I mean, I still hope in my inner being that really you are going to slaughter the loved one of someone we do not like.
Not that I want to do that either.
That'd be preferable to one
know,
of us.
That would be ideal.
What if we just figure out how to get rid of all the winter and everyone lives together and it be happy?
The cards did not seem promising for that outcome, but I appreciate the optimism.
For the listeners at home who don't just stream this all in one heavy go, this is episode what, 14? 13, 14?
Let's call it 13.
13. So approximately 12 episodes ago is when we did our Haro reading. Norm...
But it was like 48 hours ago. Like,
yeah,
really.
It was like 48 hours ago.
Right. Sure.
But that's going to be months and months. So months and months ago, when you first heard the Haro reading, everyone picked a card from the deck and they revealed it. And then Vasilisa did a reading. Now, Norm drew the crows, which is dangerous and foretells the violent taking of a loved one. Yes. And then that same card showed up in the 3x3 grid.
Yep.
So.
But so did my card.
The dancer.
The dance.
Yes.
The dance.
So there's that.
Which was
everybody.
A little more positive than the crows.
Meanwhile, Valdine's definitely a rabbit prince. So.
That's true.
That's my secret.
Solid.
I'm always a rabbit prince. We should probably press on and just keep on moving. I don't think that we should stop here on Kalia.
Yeah, I think the faster we get there, the faster we can get back.
Do you want to sing like a traveling song, like a hiking song or something? Oh, no, that's probably not good. We're going to attract predators, huh?
We really should kind of keep an eye out and look around our surroundings here.
Yes, it's probably
keep
a
low
time
profile,
to be quiet.
Okay.
You could sing it quietly in
there
your own head.
Hole, down in the ground, the cutest little hole. That you ever did see.
Marge, I said in your head.
Oh, sorry.
I feel bad for Norm. Because they have shared mine. It's just going to play in your head.
Oh, he's joining in all the
verses.
That's fair.
Yeah,
they're
right?
Just singing, I'm singing
they're
over
harmonizing.
Top of it. Yeah,
yeah they're harmonizing.
No, I'm singing a different song over top of it.
No, he's just like, down in the
even
valley.
Better. I think I'm doing Puddle of Mud, She Hates Me or something.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So Valdine would like to stand up, and he's going to kind of gather himself, feeling a little bit better after being almost eaten by a lion. And he wants to look around.
Perception, please.
Oh, I will do that.
Me too.
I can pretend like I'm perceptive. Not great. It's a 20.
Only a 16 for Marge.
Only a 19 for Valdine.
Vasilisa, you have the highest perception.
There's a first for everything.
Yeah, you guys are all looking around once again. There is an automatic minus four because of all the snowfall that's happening. So you're all looking around. You don't see any predators. You don't see any tracks. You don't see much of anything. This area is pretty well undisturbed.
Vasilisa shudders and just says, I do not see anything. Let's just go forward.
Yep, okay. Let's move on.
All right. And you hear the crunching of the
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, crunching of snow. Crunching. You guys continue to move south through the low valley. So after crossing through the pass, you guys kind of get to the other end, and it very quickly kind of turns, the entire weather sort of stuff going on. You guys are caught by an intense blast of wind and snow as it strikes against you. The constant pressure pushes against your bodies, and any clothing or hair or other objects that might be dangling from your body are away at kind of a low angle, constantly fluttering in the wind. The snow in this area is stupid deep. It's extremely, extremely deep. Oh, I mean, God. We're talking, you guys try and move forward, and you wade yourselves into banks and depths of almost 4 feet deep in certain areas.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are now down to quarter speed.
The rat folk well, just I can't occasionally see. Disappear yeah. into drifts. Oh.
I say up to. I'm making it lower than that so you guys can actually, you know,
I mean,
stick
they
your
probably
noses
don't
in the air.
Because I'm only 3 foot
down.
4 inches tall.
I'm looking for my height here.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing
it's,
they
it's,
just compact some snow. Like, they're not going to sink to the ground through the snow.
It's if it's a drift, we will.
That's a
as someone who's walked on and through a lot of snow, I'm guessing the light-bodied rat folk are having a real hard time, but yeah. aren't literally drowning.
I'll play with that. That's fine.
Okay, because yeah. we're scampery.
Yeah,
especially if they're not in front, we're compacting snow.
Oh yeah,
they're walking
absolutely.
On. Like it's fine. Yeah. We figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll just make Marigold go first. It'll be weird.
Cold check.
I mean,
hit it with me, folks.
March. I met the DC.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay.
What, DC 18?
18.
Yeah, I failed.
Oh, no.
Valdine got 18 as well.
Okay, that's Elisa.
16. I rolled a 5.
And Norma's fine. Magic coat. 4 points of non-lethal cold damage. Vasilisa, are you going to say anything?
I don't think that she is, because okay. she's worried about how, like, she would feel terrible taking a wand use when she knows Valdine's still like bleeding a little bit from lion bite wounds.
So let me do a heal check then. That is a 20 adjusted. Do I know? Just by looking at her?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say something then. I'd be like, you look like I used to look. Like, you think you might need a little tap off the wand.
I don't need to have nimble fingers, though. I mean, it's...
But you don't want frostbite, though, either, do you?
I mean, this is... Fine. But if I take a wand charge, I think Valdine should take one, too.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Valdine takes 4. Vasilisa takes 7 and feels bad that she did it in that order.
Oh, no.
Let's
keep
pushing
going.
On.
Keep going, yeah.
Okay, which direction?
Based on what Rix said, we must turn to go east.
Yeah. You gotta go east now. I can feel it. It's like pulling at me.
Oh.
Home's calling.
So you are going to be a little like a...
Like a compass in a jar.
Guide.
Yeah, this is what I wanted.
Okay. Vrix, you come at front. Tell us if we turn the wrong way. Okay?
No. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
You are very important guide sprite. And I am guessing it's been long enough I am... quietly using another charge of my mage armor wand.
Correct. It is now 3 p.m. And you guys press forward, now heading east, following the directions of Vrix, the cold pixie guy. Half an hour later, your vision is getting worse. You guys can only see about 60 feet out.
With there being this much snow, I feel like, not Valdine, but as a meta character sense, I'm like... Did we go the wrong way? Is this a bad idea?
Not according to Vrix.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you figure as we get near the portal where it's coming from, it's gonna get more intense, right? That just makes sense.
You guys are heading into the wind.
Yeah, I think Vasilisa's having some really terrible, dark, flashbacky thoughts to the worst, deepest parts of winter in the land that's always winter, where she grew up, and it. it's not pleasant, but also not unfamiliar a feel, okay. This kind of horrible blizzard, ice storm nastiness.
See, I'm feeling more comfortable now. Like, we don't need to worry about being stealthy. Like, we can basically, we're going to be shouting at each other, like, I think it's a little bit further. Like, it's just going to be...
Bother
with the wind? With the wind and the snow, like, it's,
This is
stealth
awful.
Is not even a thing.
Zach?
Right, we're hidden. Yes, sir.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And another half hour later, it's 4 p.m., and I need a DC 19 cold check.
Oh,
we're going to need to stop and build a fire at some point.
All right.
I don't know if we can in this weather.
Oh, God.
The last one went so badly that Vasilisa is going to put her hand to her little.
You're going to burn.
You're using a snowflake?
No.
Oh, man. I was like, oh, shit.
But she does touch her necklace that came from her mentor, Theodora, her crystal wrapped in copper wire. And she calls up to Theodora to just help her be strong enough to get through this stupid cold weather. And uses up her daily use of her guiding spirit to be able to roll 2d20s.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Well, I rolled a 3 and a 10, which means I got a 21.
Yay.
Nice.
Marge?
Marge got a 22.
Valdine?
20.
Nice job, guys.
Yay. We're rocking
also,
it.
Vision has been reduced down to 30 feet.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Rawr. I'm telling you guys, you just gotta keep going this way. Oh, it's gonna be so great. I gotta go home and I gotta feed my cat and.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
Oh, that was a joke. I kill cats.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not when they deserve it.
We should.
Keep going this way. Come on.
Let's go. Okay. We need to get out of this cold.
Yeah, we need to get into the cold further to kill the cold where it comes from. So, good luck to us.
Continuing east, the wind and the snow picks up another hour later.
Oh, no.
It is now 5 p.m. I need a DC 20. Vision has been reduced down to 10 feet.
Oh, my goodness. So we can barely see each other.
Okay.
Norm, let's start with you. What'd you get?
On my cold check?
Yeah.
100%.
Dude.
Wow.
I think you're cheating or something.
Natural 100.
All right, Valdine, what'd you get?
I rolled well. I got an 18 on the dice, so yeah.
Pretty good.
Like 27.
Vasilisa.
I also got an 18 on the dice, so I got a 29.
Nice, Marge.
Marge's nose is froze.
Oh no.
Froze nose Marge.
The latest merch from Dimension Door Podcast.
She's just
Marge, you take 5.
I'm going to remember how I was super berated earlier, and I'm going to poke Marge. Oh, Marge, just a moment. If you want to come up here, I cannot see you back there in the snow.
Okay.
Okay, I am with the large donkey. Okay, here. And that's a 9. I rolled
max healing.
Max heal.
Nice. Ooh,
the best wand use I've ever had.
It's so loud. Windy. Snowy.
It's very loud. It's very windy. It's very snowy.
Did you write 14 pages of deep snow? Is that what you wrote? I mean,
contingency.
14 pages, page 1. Deeper snow.
This is terrible.
The deepest snow.
No. who would do such a thing as that? No, I didn't. Don't worry, guys. You're almost there. But not after another hour of walking.
Oh, no.
Guys.
I think we should go faster.
Vision's down to 5 feet.
I don't think we can go faster. Is the
DC 21 cold check.
Vision's down to 5 feet. This is what happens when we go off book. James just starts like...
okay, well, I got a 25 on my cold check.
Go ahead, Marsh.
I only got a 14.
Valdine?
Yeah, I got like a 9.
Oh, no.
All right, Valdine, you'll be the rainbow die. Marge, you're going to be red and blue.
Do you guys remember when we started off this adventure and we had a cure light wounds wand with us?
Yeah, that's
with 50 charges on it.
Almost no more.
Valdine, you take 3. Marge, you take 4.
Okay, I take 1 damage.
And I take 2.
Great.
But you both get hypothermia.
Is everyone okay? I cannot see.
It's so close. I can feel it.
I cannot see anyone except
there. It's like right there.
Norm, Marge, I'm freezing back here. I need...
Marge, I'm cold too.
Marge, here. Oh. I cannot find all of you. And Vasilisa passes the wand kind of blind, but holds it out Great, take the wand.
Someone take it. Marge.
Yeah?
What's your AC?
Why?
For reasons that I have written down on my notebook.
No.
When God asks you for your AC,
tell me what your AC is, Marge.
Just give it to them.
22.
Your AC is 22. Yes. What's your touch AC?
That's a better question.
13.
Great.
That's not a better question.
So Vasilisa is handing the wand over to Marge.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what's going to happen.
The look in his eyes.
I'm so excited that we're here already and you guys haven't derailed this.
No.
No.
Despite our best efforts.
Despite your best
as
efforts.
Saboteurs.
Okay. So I need a...
So scared.
Fortitude save.
From
Marge and from Vasilisa and from Norm and from Ghost.
I am using my special snowflake.
Okay. Give me a double roll.
Because this sounds terrifying.
Marge?
23 from Marge.
23 for Marge. Okay.
That's not bad. 15 for Ghost.
15 for Ghost. Okay.
15 for Vasilisa.
Okay.
Can I borrow your D20?
Yeah.
Okay. Snowflake powers, activate. Oh, it's a saving throw?
Yeah.
It's a saving throw.
I'm also going to use semi-charmed life. I mean, God damn it, Valdine.
I got you.
I'm also going to use charmed life.
Every time now.
It's only my second time today. Oh, and I still have one more of these today. Okay.
It's funny. I just listened to an episode.
Okay.
So you get to roll.
I'm bottle capping and I'm adding a plus three. No, I'm just, it's snowflake and plus three.
Buzz, buzz.
16.
Ooh.
20. Something for Marge and a 15 for Ghost.
And Vasilisa?
I got a 15, but I have a strange caveat.
Yeah.
If this is a saving throw against a hex spell, spell-like ability, or supernatural ability of fae, hags, or witches, it's a 17.
Okay, it's none of those.
Damn it.
Totally off book.
But I could hope.
Good news is you all succeed.
Oh.
Thank God.
Marge.
Yeah?
You feel something hard hit you, and you hear, like, you feel a tink somewhere on your person.
Okay.
And then you guys hear a sound like a clap of thunder emanate from Marge, and it rings in your ears for just a second.
Did you get hit by a thunderstone?
I don't...
You did indeed, and I want you all to roll initiative next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
What?
Something just bounced off of my body.
Like a gong?
I don't know.
Or you're the gong.
Loud.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door Podcast. As always, our beginning and ending tracks were done by MDK Music, and all of our other audio effects and stuff was done by our very own Zach Kreitler, who indeed does play Norm, so it is normally edited. I haven't made that joke in several episodes, but here it is reminding you again. You're welcome. We have several new reviews on the websites of iTunes. Thank you to Sosh and Marmagine. And we have two new reviews on Podchaser, including Wine Whore, spelled H-O-O-R. I'm sorry to all of you youngins out there, but this is a swears podcast. And of course, thank you to Matt Watson. Now, as we mentioned last time, the wonderful website Podchaser has been running a promotional called Reviews for Good, where they are donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels for every review and reply left on podcasts and their episodes. That was supposed to end on April 16th, but they have extended it to the end of the month. So if you haven't gone out and left a review for some of your favorite podcasts, us, and you should. You should go out and make an account. It's super easy, and it helps everybody out. Us? Them? Meals on Wheels? What more could you want? How about a brand new podcast? Here, take a listen to this one. It's from our friends over at Intelligence Check.
Greetings, PodQuesters. I am Colt Hawkins, famous bard of the podcast Intelligence Check. Intelligence Check is set in a Tolkien-esque world where our party members are forced by fate down the road of adventure. Literally, fate is physically forcing us. We keep trying to walk away, but the damn thing never lets up. Now I know what you're saying. Another D&D podcast? But trust me, I'm worth listening to. I mean, we're worth listening to. And doesn't this accent make you just want to trust me? Intelligence Check celebrates the camaraderie of lifelong friends, joking around a table while remaining true to their characters and story. We bring you short, bi-weekly adventures full of action, banter, too many tentacles, and a naked dwarf. Oh, dear God, someone please put some clothes on that dwarf. So roll an intelligence check, because the show you're listening to now is awesome, but you'll need something to hold you over while you wait for new episodes. Oh, come on, is that really the tagline we're using?